The PacWest playoffs were a one-and-done situation for the Columbia Bible College Bearcats men's and women's basketball teams. The women entered the tournament as the number 3 seed, but ultimately fell 79-74 in overtime to the host and 6th-seeded Okanagan College Coyotes on Thursday, February 29. Bearcats up 14-3 early. Nice ball movement and rebounding here. pic.twitter.com/8k38hgw02m. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, February 29, 2024. The Bearcats jumped out to a 14-3 lead early and led 23-16 after one. But things began unraveling in the second quarter and CBC trailed 42-37 at halftime. The club made a late push in the fourth quarter and forward Madeline Bierwald made a big three-point shot in the final minute to tie the game at 67 and send it to overtime. Bierwald makes a huge shot, game tied at 67. latepic.twitter.com/2x6wv52zm. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, February 29, 2024. The extra frame saw the Coyotes outscore CBC 12-7 to eliminate the Bearcats. Alyssa Vrugdenhull, who just prior to the game was named the Player of the Year, led the Bearcats with 21 points and 13 rebounds. Bierwald had a great game off the bench with 18 points. The Bearcats had challenges containing OC's Elizabeth Henney, who collected 22 rebounds to go with 20 points. CBC was dominated on the glass and was out-rebounded 52-34. The Bearcats also struggled from beyond the arc and made just 3 of 22 three-point shots. The loss ends what was the most successful regular season in program history for the women's program, as they finished with a 14-10 record. The Bearcats fell behind 23-12 in the first and committed 6 turnovers in the opening frame en route to a 76-64 loss to the Capilano Blues in the quarterfinal on Thursday. CBC never managed to get back into the game after that early stumble, but closed the gap to as low as 6 in the fourth. Clive Adams nails a 3 for CBC. pic.twitter.com/k8nz3duo9j. Ben Lipka, at Ben Lipka, February 29, 2024. Damian Coleman Jr. scored 17 points and grabbed 7 rebounds for the Bearcats and Cam Carter added 14 points and 5 boards off the bench. Cash Lang was the Blues' top scorer with 19 points, 4 rebounds and 3 steals. The Bearcats made just 5 of 18 from the 3-point line and only managed 25 rebounds in the loss. The game marked the men's team's first playoff appearance since 2008.